Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Allison here. Tonight's show, we have two promotions for New York Times Store, which is $100 off of a $500 purchase, which is -100. -100. And then the CVS store, which also includes a JS, Bing Bang Theory, it's 20% off of any order, any purchase, and you can find any of our affiliates at amcpress.me/affiliates.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Yes. Don't we have an interesting show plan, like a guy ended up robbing was involved with the robbery that allegedly robbed a store of some kind, convenience store. Dry cleaners. What's a potato? Yeah, what do you think about that?
You know what they say, you don't bring a potato to a gunfight or something like that.
Or don't do anything stupid with this. Potatoes are meant to be fried, not used as a weapon either.
Fried, baked, mashed, whatever. Weapon.
It's like weapon as potato, not so much. It's like, what are you smoking? And what were you trying to get out of it?
What?
It's like, it's the whole potato. Potato equals weapon. No.
Yeah, no.
It's almost interesting when you tell that. He went out of his way to try to rob the store, or allegedly tried to rob the store. But the potato, I guess there wasn't much he could use. So, yeah. Which makes things interesting.
Exactly.
Yes. Brideheart should be along sometime soon. Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah. It's like you want to... I I thought Robert liked to use guns instead of...
potato.
instead of...
What are you going to start doing now? Outlawing potatoes?
Yeah, I don't think they could do that. Food. It's like you're cutting out of one of our food groups.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy reminds me in the dumb criminal, in the dumbest criminals lot. Should be on one of those shows. Excuse me. So, yeah. It's like, I'm going to go into a store, see what's there. I'm going to first purchase item at store and see if I could use it in crime. Yeah, no. It's terrible to just even think about it. It's the whole, shouldn't this guy be in, like, dumbest criminals, like, true TV shows?
Yeah.
Did they say he would drink up high? So, yeah. It's kind of crazy. When we both know that there's so many things out there.
It's like...
So, it makes things interesting. Especially when there's that whole aspect of actually doing the right thing versus not.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that also work too?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to be a stupid criminal. Let's see where that gets us.
Yeah. Let's see how far I get with a potato.
Yeah, potato. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to go and do something that is completely... that lands you on the most stupid criminals alive list. Like, I'm sure he'll get his discussed on top 20... dumbest criminals, I'm sure. I'm sure he'll get it then.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Exactly.
Kind of interesting, yeah. It's like, I'm going to go out of my way. And, yes.
Like, don't know why I'm stuck on potato tonight.
It's like, potato? It's like, shouldn't this be date or otherwise? It's like, most people would like baked potatoes. Most people would like some fried, like, chips or made into chips. Or roasted potatoes. Not as weapons. So, that only means one thing, too. That he might love to either eat potatoes or enjoy them in some unique way.
Yeah. Or maybe his brain is made of potatoes.
Could be. It's like the realm of possibility.
We just don't know.
Yeah. It's like, let's see how far we could go with stupidity in action.
Yeah.
To point of no return, yeah.
Yeah.
To point of feeling like you're an asshole, yeah.
Yes.
To point of where we want to not know what's going on, maybe. So, it's like, you eat potato or use potato as weapon? That's the question. It would be interesting to see what they would do if someone actually made a play, made some sort of musical about a Shakespearean musical that revolved around potatoes. So, yeah. What do you think of that?
I think some people are crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah. I know. It's like, potato? No potato.
One potato, two potatoes, four.
Yeah.
Five potato, I don't know whether it's a weapon or not.
Yeah. Weapon, not weapon. To eat, not to eat. That's the question. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to eat potato or not, or just see what happens.
Yeah.
To try to use it in store. It's kind of comical.
Yeah, it's like...
It's little...
I mean... Who would think grab a potato?
I guess he never watched any of the World's Dumbest Criminals.
Yeah. He was probably up there.
Yeah, he's going to be. Most likely, he's going to be on that list. No questions asked. It's like, let's see what goes on. So, the story actually comes from Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes,
there's people of all kinds there, which really, it's like, it's very sad when you hear these stories and where most people would not, I wouldn't say, there's a potential for people to do stupid things anywhere. So, I guess that just shows the stupidity in action.
Yeah, like, it makes you think.
Yeah. It's like, you want potential or no potential? Or use it for some sort of, doing, it's like, it would be almost like, if someone walked into a store and they used a banana, at least you could make the reference that they're trying to put a condom on, using, trying to learn how to put mean, that does occur.
Yeah.
So, it's like, what do you think? What would you do if you saw someone walking to a place and just be like, I like see something go down and they have instead of, even though this is just bad, it's the whole, what if you saw someone try to do something illegal, but as their weapon, they had a fruit.
I think, I don't have a gun. Here, I'll shoot you with my banana.
It's like banana?
Yeah, at least it would make a better, at least it would make a better weapon than a potato.
And depending on where the person's at, they could also make a smoothie with it.
Yeah.
It's like, do you give me potato? The whole
thing. Like here, step on a banana and it would look like a cartoon.
It would be the whole get potato and then just be like, we're going to make a smoothie with this and call the cops. It's like hand over weapon. Hand over the banana. Hand over the banana and while we restrain said person, if you can, make a smoothie, or not. Yes, a little dry humor. But the day I have had dry humor is good for me right now. So, yes. It's like, I can only picture someone going into places around here and using something stupid like that as just because they can't. Or they might try to. Oh, God. Is this just... kind of blows my mind when we both know how stupid this is. Oh, Redhead's here.
Yes, I am here after quickly racing through the forest to get to my cabin so I can plug in my cell phone to the wooded plug that is a fucking plugger and then getting on air.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were discussing how a man allegedly robbed a convenience store and dry cleaners with a potato.
That's not surprising to me.
It is hilarious when you think of it.
It's not surprising to me. It is.
I know. I'm not saying it isn't surprising. I know it isn't surprising. It's quite hilarious. It's like, I'm going to rob store with potato. Potato.
I'm
going to
rob a store with what?
A potato? Oh. Like...
Uh-oh.
With a potato?
Yes.
Wait a second. Rewind. I'm going to rob a store with a potato.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
If you can see my face right now, I have my eyebrows raised and I'm staring straight ahead.
Good for you!
Shut the fuck up.
It would almost be at the point of saying you want to rob...
Oh, no fucking wonder. It took place in Cranston, Rhode Island.
I know. Which means I would love to see... I will... Next I wonder if they're going to use bananas for that.
No, they'll just, you know what they'll do? They'll dig up the Marx Brothers.
I still say a banana would be quite hilarious because you can make a lot of references with bananas and just go, like, the condom references, that sort of thing.
Oh, my.
Well, which is not too far off.
No.
Now, next to our next story.
Yeah, it's funny how the convenience store manager chased him off with a baseball bat.
Baseball bat gets shit done.
Okay, baseball bats?
That's more effective.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Wait, a baseball bat? And a fucking potato.
I was also saying how potentially if they use
if they use fucking potato chips.
Yes, chips. Or what about if they use the banana? What if they use the banana for smoothies? Cake.
Well,
the banana.
Maybe potato chips and banana. Could come together in some sort of banana, not potato bread.
Yes!
Maybe they could use their culinary skills instead of walking back all over the plane. Or maybe they're batshit crazy.
Yeah, maybe. It's kind of funny to see these stories, especially now when there's a woman arrested. We go from guy allegedly robbing a convenience store and dry cleaners to a woman gang arrested for twerking?
What?
Which means I'm sure
what?
If Miley Cyrus went into Oregon, if she was near Oregon, she wouldn't be able to twerk.
Woman getting arrested for twerking. Yeah, this is getting fucking stupid.
I know. I'm well aware. But from going from potato to twerking?
I guess it wasn't
twerking
out.
And it's not Miley Cyrus? I wonder
it
if
wasn't
what Miley
out.
Cyrus...
I wonder if
Miley Cyrus went into that area. I wonder what would happen. That's my question.
I don't know.
It would be kind of hilarious in so many ways.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Think about it. Think about it in the way of Miley Cyrus being in an area and not being able to twerk. You see what, what can potentially happen to her?
I don't know.
Legal trouble? Getting arrested for twerking? That's what I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just putting out what the media has come and shared with us. The sharing of information between social networks.
More like the desensitizing, the desensitization.
It's like twerking good. No, twerking bad.
Well, twerking can kiss my ass. Maybe.
Yes, possibly.
You know, possibly.
Potentially.
Well,
not
yeah.
Not leaving anything out of there. So, yes. So, it just ends up being kind of hilarious, too, when you think of it. Twerking, getting arrested, far better, far more.
Well, twerking, getting arrested. Twerking, getting arrested.
Yes.
Getting cocaine.
It doesn't. Yeah, that comes. Yeah. Yep, that.
You know, which it's like, which one of these is not like the fucking other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like cocaine.
No reality. In all reality, I mean, it's not right.
I know.
Something's not right at all.
I know. We know. We know all too well. Craziness ensues.
You know, it's like these guys, right, that
I like twerk. I like
it's
to twerk until my genitals until the right on. And have a first party in my family and just around.
But yeah, the funny thing is that, you know, they could have been on a pole. They could have been pole dancing.
Yeah,
you know,
that could have been very possible, too.
They could have been pole dancing.
Which means pole dancing means fun.
Well, it's
fun
for some people.
Yeah.
I don't think a fat motherfucker would want to pull that. Oh, wait,
no.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Depending on who they were, yes.
Well, depending on who they were, yeah, right. Depending on who they were. Depending on who they were. Yeah. Crazy.
It's like, yes, I'm going to do this and see what happens. And see what happens. And let's just follow that.
You know. And it's crazy. I mean, we did say last night that we were going to continue the rant about the alcoholic prostitute, the French. Didn't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Yes. So,
yes, we did. So, yeah. Thinking about all the... Thinking about that story, even though we're getting off certain topics, but yes, we're continuing on that, which is great and fun and awesome.
You know, and and the funny thing is that it's I mean the funny thing is that in a similar fashion about this prostitute, okay, this prostitute, just like the pole dancers, didn't know what she was doing.
Probably.
Yet.
Like.
Yet, they drugged her.
Yes.
Now, does that make much sense?
No.
No.
talking to prostitutes. And whatever I said last night in terms of everything, you know, they're outside the police station. These guys haven't had any ball. They have the opportunity for sex right in front of them. And they drug her. I'm not surprised they didn't chain her to a wall and fuck her brain out.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. If I must say something.
Yeah, but, you know, it's another thing for another day. However,
yeah.
You know, that's my finished rant of that. However, it's 11:30. And,
yeah.
Well, it's 11:30, and, well, Yahoo News. And this is odd. A town lives a decade-old ban on arcade games.
Yeah!
Which... Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's like...
I mean, it's funny because, you know, I don't know. It doesn't say why the ban was... it was a bylaw. Oh, okay. To welcome Pac-Man and pass the town. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But... Games are said to be addictive to the youth who will skip school and spend unreasonable sums of money playing them at a quarter, 50 cents a pop, says Thomas R. Jackson, a retired narcotics agent and a resident who proposed the ban. Further, he said gambling and drug activity are connected to video game locations where youth have congregated unsupervised. Well, hasn't that been the same thing for decades? Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's like, gaming has been around.
Johnny, you come from Pennsylvania Tap.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Allison.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No. It's like...
Chat room, if anybody of you got listening... Please, tell me that I'm wrong. I know that you're going to have loads of opinions. Please just tell me if I'm not wrong.
I'm surprised arcades still exist.
Arcades are the oldest form of arcades.
They exist few and far between, but they're still there.
You have to really search where they are. I mean, there are several games, like there's a pinball arcade now that is in existence. And in New York. And I'm really glad it does exist, because it's back, you know. Whole thing.
It's like,
not like putting in a quarter and playing pinball. Like,
you know,
definitely my favorite arcade game.
What is it?
Pinball.
That's your favorite arcade game. My dad was a pinball champion. I mean.
I look at, when I go places, when my area has Discovery Zone, such a fun place,
yeah.
I tend to go towards anything that had to do, not pinball, but anything other than that. I would be doing in a matter of my time being there.
Yeah.
Knowing the space, knowing me, I'm also big into laser tag. which I'm quite thrilled that my garden now has its own. We have a laser tag arena.
A laser tag arena?
Tag arena, like gaming facility.
That's
Which is fun.
Which I have not been to.
Yeah. Guess you'll have to.
I guess you'll have to change that.
Yeah.
I think I should change that.
Yeah. I think.
Go for it.
Yes. Yes, we shall. Or we'll have to work, figure something out.
We will have to figure something out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's the whole, yes, laser tag, then go to shoot, like hamburger shoes.
Cool.
What? Yes, like.
Cool.
Yes, there's, yes, which is quite, it's interesting when you know that there are shoes out there that are like hamburgers. I guess it helps those who enjoy that sort of thing and take pride in.
Yes, there are shoes that are colored like a hamburger.
Well, yeah.
Definitely makes things interesting. It's like shoes, hamburger. Fun.
Shoes and hamburgers. Are you serious?
Yes, shoes, hamburgers. Yeah.
Wait, shoes as in rubber.
Yes.
As in sneakers.
Yes.
As in sneakers. And hamburgers. You mean to tell me that we have been eating shoes for quarter of our lives?
Now you can wear hamburgers on your feet. So guess what else is new?
You can wear hamburgers on your feet?
Yes.
Can you also fry them on your feet?
I don't know, because they're rubber. Rubber, plastic, something that goes over well.
Interesting. Yeah, they're going for the low price of only £99.
So,
for $167. They sure look cool, though.
They look good.
Wait.
They look cool.
Wait. Well, there's no fries with that, is there?
No fries.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, shit, you're not kidding.
It's called the Shadow.
No, we're not.
It's called the Saucony Shadow 5000.
Saucony. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like you get to see. I would love to see someone wear them around. It would be like nice. Hamburger shoot?
Wait, $167?
$167. I'd be like, hey.
I'd wear them.
I would wear them, but I'd probably say... depending on what company I'm in. Those who are carnivores may have...
I mean, it will get everybody hungry. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It would suck if you're not. It's like vegans could wear them because they won't want to eat their shoes. No pun intended.
Well, eat their shoes or eat their hats. Would you like that with mustard? Oh, wait, those are the laces.
It's like you would have to be careful of who you're around, especially if someone didn't eat.
Yeah.
No eating marks for a very bad situation. Like food.
Paper tastes rubbery. Oh, wait a minute. That's a shoe.
It's like, it would probably end, it's like, it, there's going to be, I could just see it be like a, oh, I'm hungry. I didn't eat for a day. I'm going to try to eat my shoe. Let's see what comes out.
Let's just try that with a syringe, shall we?
Yeah, that would mean.
But anyway, home has a hero buried in the back of the garden. Okay. And this comes out of
the mirror.
The mirror.
Yes.
Wait a second. Oh my god. Oh,
yes, there's potential. They probably found it. I wonder if that is Robin Hood. That would only mean that Robin Hood was not just a wise tale or a fairy tale. He actually existed, and they found his remains. That just means that's pretty awesome, in my opinion. It's like Robin Hood? Robin Hood, definitely someone cool, someone that is just like, you stole from
the you know the legend, right? Steal from the rich and give the poor?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's like that just made me, when I saw the article, it was like Robin Hood potentially being found. That would only solidify his existence.
Yeah. That's two myths busted, two legendary stories busted this week.
Yeah.
Games.
It's definitely cool. It's like you're just wanting to have so much fun with finding this out, that makes things really interesting. Especially those who grew up with his story. So, that's just sweet. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna allow people to dig up whatever is there. That would be my question.
Well, you never know. They found King Richard's bones in the parking lot.
So anything's possible. But whomever the family is, they will probably be one of those. Do we want to dig this up, or shall we just let it rest? But then little John's remains were found as well. So that just means one of his merry men were found, which is cool. It's very interesting when you look at it and say, oh, Robin Hood and one of his merry men found might be there. That's cool. That's something that most people would be, depending on if they grew up with that story, which everyone has, they would probably be inquisitive of
archaeological. Yes, those people. Yes.
Archaeologists.
Yes. Because I can't speak. So...
Archaeologists.
Yes. Yes, you got... Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome.
It's really appreciated. It really puts things into perspective, too. So, yeah.
I mean, it is crazy. But yet, a funny story of the night. And this is something I sort of...
And this is...
This story is going to leave you guys questioning these
clumsy
gentlemen's
robbers bumping into each other and fire shots into lingerie store.
Yes. I don't... Were they attempting to try to get lingerie? Or were they wanting some other... Pick up some more.
Well, of course, they
were
between the years of 18 and 25.
Yeah, so it's the whole, yes, going to be clumsy and allegedly shooting, doing that sort of thing in your laundry store doesn't bode well. They're not going to get any. Or I wonder if that was their attempt.
I mean, you tried to shoot. They thought they were both under fire, bumping into each other.
Under fire.
Wow. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like stupid. Crazy? Shall I go on?
Please do.
So, yeah. Definitely makes things interesting when you think about it. It's like, shall I or shouldn't I? What's the question?
I mean,
do you want to? It's a whole, do we want to have problems? Do we want to make bigger mess?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, let's damage a lingerie store. Let's see where that goes. Where that gets us. How about not?
Yeah, I mean, probably children dark and accidentally shooting each other.
I mean, they might have saved some people some, if they shot themselves, if they could have done, they could have saved a lot of, the taxpayers' money if they did, like,
if they shot
Western
themselves, yeah, definitely.
Especially when it comes down to if it was like a Western style shootout.
Yeah.
I could just picture it. It's the whole take, the whole lock and load and seeing what could happen. Yes, I'm cruel. I can be very cruel. But these people deserve
it.
Oh,
yeah.
They
need to get shot in the foot.
No, I see somewhere else. That would just
the ball? Oh, wait a sec.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
My.
No, not balls. I'm thinking somewhere a little more fatal.
The brain.
No. Heart. Heart, if you don't stop it, it would end up where they're screwed. I don't think, I would highly doubt the men would want to call any, for any assistance if they end up shooting one of them fatally. It's like, because then they would have to allegedly explain what happened. If you know where I'm going with this. What were you doing at store? Wanting to rob it? Yeah, no, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to...
Oh, good for you!
Well, yeah.
Even though we would all... I'm sure people were probably... it could have been very interesting if someone was reporting on this story. Man got fatally shot robbing a lingerie store during the process of a shootout.
In the middle of
the... yeah.
I mean, the gun accidentally went off like...
It's, I don't think... It's like, you dumbass, they're both there at the same time, which means... They both have the same intent.
Yeah.
They just are did it wrong, so to speak.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
So fun.
Yeah.
It's like I could just picture them being on like world's dumbest criminals. For the fact, in lieu of this, they would go hand in hand with the person who robbed convenience store with the potato.
I say
those men should meet up and should become friends.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Even though
they should become
all
friends. They should become friends, and they should shoot themselves with potatoes.
It would be the whole, it's like, guy walks in to get a... Guy walks into a bar
with a potato gun. What happens next? Well, somebody robs one woman for lingerie.
Which
and he takes it to the barman.
Yes, I'm sure those people... I'm sure if it was anyone, if they were in the same area and ended up being doing whatever has been gone on, it would be the whole, and they met up, it would be the whole, what did you do? What was your crime?
What did you do? What was your crime? Oh, my crime that I fucked my editor in the ass. What do you do? I stole, I robbed a cleaner, I robbed
No, you robbed a convenience store. Let's get it right.
I robbed a convenience store and a cleaner's and with a potato. What do you do? I shot myself for a lingerie. What do you do? I dressed a dummy up in lingerie once. Oh, really? How was that? I don't know. How do you think? I don't know. Wait, they have lingerie with potatoes? Oh, fucking interesting.
It's like lingerie, potatoes, yeah. That equals fun, in my opinion. That means a lot of fun.
I mean, it is quite funny. I mean, like, what did you do? Robbed the convenience store. What did you do? I sliced a potato. What did you do? Oh, well, I was a sous chef for Gordon Ramsay. Oh, wait, is that where you got the potato from? No, I was the one... Wait, I was the one who basically said,
what if someone robbed a store with, what would it... Robbed the store with brownies.
What's next?
If somebody robbed the store with brownies, I'm sure all the chocolate nuts in the town will probably go, oh my god, those fucking brownies, it's having years!
The
fucking brownies. Oh wait.
I robbed the store with
maybe Girl Scouts would come.
Like, I robbed the store with a muffin.
Maybe Girl Scouts would come.
Maybe Girl Scouts would come. Yeah, I don't think Girl Scouts hang around with those kind of people.
Well, Girl Scouts are brownies, after all.
Brownie Scouts, yes, that's the lower end.
Yes, Brownie Scouts. Next year, by this time, there'll be whipped cream Scouts, and chocolate chip Scouts, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cookie Scouts. And Xanax Scouts and people who are on drugs Scouts and robbers who basically don't know what to do with lingerie Scouts. But yeah, there will never ever be the craziest Scout of all, which is the electrocution Scout. The one that burns up the building so that everybody can shut the fuck up.
It's like, it's the whole, let's see what could happen.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe, possibly, all the brownie scouts, all the psychos, and all the lingerie people could get together and get some cord to dangle in front of the one who was being a smart aleck all along. Hello. How can I help?
We got 60 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hello. How can I help? Yes. Can I get 50 yards of lanyard, 20 pikes, and a blowtorch, please? Yes, thank you. How much is that? $57. Oh, fantastic. Could I also get some cooking spray and brownie mix, please? Yes. Can I also get a light bulb and Ben Franklin dug out of a grave, exhumed.
I think we're almost time to go.
Anyway.